School is back in session and Labor Day is right around the corner. The Bible says the hands of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Also, God gives us the power to get well to establish His covenant. This Labor Day, reflect on the blessings we have in this country to be able to work hard and receive a reward for doing so. And if you're still in the workforce, thank God for the ability and opportunity to work.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We're about to celebrate Labor Day, and this is a little bit of an odd holiday because the task that is actually being celebrated is laboring, and yet it's a day where many people don't work. And in fact, if they do work, they might be doing some other work, maybe work around their house, but they're not doing the type of work that they normally do for their job, for making money. But the Bible has a lot to say about labor and about diligence, and really there's a lot that we can glean from this. And, you know, there used to even be something that was called a Protestant work ethic or some other type of work ethic, but really it came from the principles of the Bible that we are to be diligent, that we are to actually apply apply biblical principles to our lives, and that includes diligence. One of the things that my dad encouraged not only me but also our entire congregation to do when I was growing up, when I was a teenager, he encouraged us to read 5 Psalms a day and 1 proverb a day. And if you do that, in most months, you'll actually be able to go through the entire book of Psalms and the entire book of Proverbs every single month. Now, there are certain months like February where you don't have 30 days and there are 31 chapters in Proverbs. So some months you'll have to read more than 1 chapter a day. But for the most part, you can read the entire books every month if you read 5 Psalms a day, 1 proverb a day. And I can tell you that when I was a teenager, really early on, my early teen years, I wasn't very productive. I wasn't very diligent. I actually wanted to do as little work as possible. But by reading the book of Proverbs and what Solomon taught about diligence, I actually learned to develop a biblical worldview. I actually learned to have diligence and to implement diligence in my life. And we actually have talked about this in the past. I'm just going to review some of the passages that we have talked about, and we'll cover some new ground today. So Solomon does teach his son in the book of Proverbs about many things, including diligence. And in Proverbs chapter 10, one of the things that we see in verse 4, he who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. And so this is a principle that is really important to learn, that if you're lazy, if you are not diligent, if you want to actually avoid work, you're going to be poor. But if your hand is diligent, you're going to be rich. And you're actually going to actually do what is necessary to get the job done and to make money and to earn money. There's a phrase that I've seen quite often: failure is not an option. And for those who are diligent and have that attitude, that mindset that failure is not an option, those people are willing to do whatever is necessary to get the job done. If it means working harder, if it means getting up earlier, if it means staying later, if it means working longer hours at certain times. Certainly there are some people that are workaholics, and God doesn't want us to be a workaholic, But there are certain times where we need to actually give more and work more and be willing to do that. And those who are diligent are willing to do that. If they're going through some rough times, they're willing to knock on doors. They're willing to call people up. They're willing to see if anyone needs work. They're willing to see if there's some extra that they can do. They're willing to, if they're unemployed, they're willing to actually be diligent about trying to find a job rather than being satisfied receiving a small portion or maybe two-thirds of their pay with unemployment. They're actually going to be diligent to actually find a job. And we see also in verse 5, he who gathers in the summer is a wise son. He who sleeps in the harvest is a son who causes shame. So when you have an abundance of produce, and this was an agricultural community and an agricultural time that they were living in, people were farmers. They were harvesting wheat. They were actually shearing their sheep. There were things that they needed to do. And certainly you could plant your crop. But when the harvest time comes, you have a choice of either going out and harvesting that crop and then being able to eat that crop and also sell that crop so that you can earn money, or you could actually sleep through the harvest. And Solomon here says that he who does that causes shame. And certainly in a time of harvest, there's extra work that needs to be done. All you need to do to really see this is to look at the parable that Jesus taught about the people who were going out into the field and who were working, and the person actually paid them a certain amount of money. And, you know, he paid the people at the first hour of the day, and he goes on through the day. They actually, if you read that parable, you'll see that they actually were working a 12-hour work day. Now, that's quite a little bit unusual for many people in the United States of America, where a lot of times we're used to an 8-hour work day. But there are certain times of the year, certain times where maybe there's more business that needs to be done, or there's a greater load at your job, or maybe you have your own business and there's a greater amount of work. And there are certain times, and in our culture, maybe it's just you have more customers certain times of the year, or you have a bigger job and this job needs to be done by a certain period of time, and maybe you don't have as many workers as are needed. Well, adding extra hours to your day can actually help you get that job done. And that's in our modern day, that can be our time of harvest. And so, you know, you can choose whether you sleep during that time or whether you work during that time, whether you gather, whether you get the job done so that there can be a harvest. In our culture, maybe, you know, in some places, yes, we do still have farming. But for many other people, you know, it's actually getting the job done. It's pleasing the customer. It's installing the product or whatever needs to be done. It's actually getting it done so that there can be a harvest of the revenue. We also see in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24, the hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. And this is really one of those truths that really is kind of odd, because the lazy man doesn't want to work, but he will actually be put to forced labor. He's going to be made to work because he doesn't have within himself the drive to get done what he needs to do without someone watching over him and making sure that he does what he's supposed to do. This is the lazy man. You would think, well, if you're lazy, maybe you would work less. Well, you know, at some point, and really in today's society, we do have welfare where if you are lazy, in some cases, you can actually still receive money from the government. But in those days, in the Bible days, and really under a biblical economy, you wouldn't have welfare for those who are able-bodied, who are able to work. what you would have is they would receive nothing unless they went out and actually worked. Even their benevolence required people to work. As they harvested the fields, they were told not to harvest the corners of the fields. If they left a stack of grain, they were told not to go back and get that stack of grain. If they had one harvest, they weren't to go back and get a second harvest. They were to leave that in the fields for the poor. But they weren't going and harvesting that and giving it to the poor. The poor still had to go and work and actually go to the field and harvest the corners and catch whatever was left up, maybe rake up and pick up the little pieces of grain that were not picked up. And, you know, maybe there was a bale of grain in the middle of the field. They would still have to go and get that. And so even their welfare actually required them to work. If they were able-bodied people, they were supposed to go out and work. And those who are lazy, who don't want to work, are actually those who actually are going to be put to forced labor. But the diligent, the ones who have the ability, the internal drive to actually get the job done, don't need someone to rule over them. And they are then put in authority over the lazy to make sure that the lazy actually get the job done that they need to do. So this is really an odd thing if you think about it, that those who despise work and are lazy and don't want to work are actually going to have to work harder than those who are diligent in their work. And we're going to go on and actually cover some new ground here. And what we're going to look at is Proverbs 18, verse 9. He who is slothful is brother to him who is a great destroyer. So, and you know probably people that are like that. Maybe you're like that. We've seen people that they could go out and buy a new vehicle. And that vehicle will have all kinds of dents and dings and will be beat up and will not look like a good vehicle. And yet someone else can have a vehicle that's 10 years old that is spotless and flawless because they take better care of it. Certainly there are people that take better care of their houses, or maybe the apartment that they're renting or the house that they're renting. There are those who destroy, who actually put holes in walls, who actually damage property, whether it's their own property or someone else's property. And that's a travesty to actually do, and that's actually a form of stealing. But we see here in Proverbs 18, verse 9, that he who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. So you see they're compared to one another. And you see actually waste because of slothfulness, because of sleeping when you're supposed to be working, because of not getting up, because of maybe staying up late and entertaining yourself, and rather than doing what is necessary to get the job done, you actually have slothfulness, and this actually does destroy. Being slothful will cause the same type of loss that as someone who actually destroys what is good. You also see in Proverbs chapter 28 that whoever robs his father or his mother and says it is no transgression is a companion to a destroyer. So earlier in Proverbs 18 verse 9, we just see that he who is slothful is compared to those who is a brother to someone who is a great destroyer. This being a great destroyer, someone who destroys property, certainly if you're paid to actually demolish property, that's one thing. But if you're actually supposed to be taking care of your own property or someone else's property, and you actually are destroying it, that's a bad thing. And we see that there are people who actually rob from their parents. And you may even have known this, and some people may not even realize this, but there are people who are slothful. And because they are slothful, they are poor, And because they are poor, they can't care for themselves, even though they're of age that they should be caring for themselves. And so they then are dependent upon others, including being dependent upon their parents. And this itself is a form of robbery and stealing. Really, we should actually be diligent. We should actually care for ourselves. We should actually be prosperous because we are diligent. And we should be able to actually have an abundance of money so that we can actually even help out other people. But that won't happen. It can't happen if we actually are slothful and if we are lazy. And there are those also who rob from their parents in other ways. We probably have all heard of people who have actually stolen from their parents. And they may say, well, it's no transgression. I'm going to get that anyway as an inheritance. The Bible says you shall not steal. It doesn't say you shall not steal except for your parents. You can steal from your parents. No, that's not what the Bible says. It says you shall not steal. And you see here that he who robs from his father or his mother and says it is no transgression, that to him, what you see is you see that he is the companion of the destroyer. And then we see some other characteristics of those who are lazy. And some of these really are kind of mind-boggling. And yet you probably see people that actually even today do certain things like this. In Proverbs 12, verse 27, the lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting, but diligence is a man's precious possession. So we see that the lazy man, he actually goes out, he actually goes and hunts, and certainly in their culture, again, hunting was one way that they got food. And can you imagine taking the effort to go out and hunt and you shoot the game that you intend to eat, and then you actually are too lazy to actually cook that what you shot, and then what you shot actually goes to spoil and rots. And so you see this is a principle. The lazy man actually does not roast what he took in hunting. But diligence, we see, is a man's precious possession. So being diligent, being willing to do what is necessary. You know, we talked here in, you know, just that whole principle about having this diligence to be able to actually go out and do what is necessary, to have this mentality that whatever it takes, I'm going to do. Whatever I need to do, I'm going to do. And that is really important. So this is something that we see when we look at Scripture. The lazy man does not roast what he took in hunting, but diligence is a man's precious possession. We see elsewhere in the book of Proverbs that the Proverbs even talks about the lazy man not even being willing to lift the spoon to his mouth. That is really the height of all laziness, when you're so lazy that you won't even feed yourself. But really, diligence, we see, is a man's precious possession. It's important to be diligent. It's important to do what is necessary. It's important to do what God wants us to do. We see in Proverbs 13, verse 4, the soul of the lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. So it's not that the lazy man wants to be poor. The lazy man wants to be rich. This is really talking, and Solomon is training his son. So quite often we see actually a man being used here, the lazy man. But you could also say the lazy woman as well. That could certainly be, if Solomon was training his daughter, he would call her the lazy woman. He would say, well, there's lazy women out there. They desire and they have nothing. So there are people out there that are lazy. They want to be wealthy. In fact, some of them even violate the 10th commandment by coveting what other people have. They are envious of what other people have. They look at the diligent and they see the wealth that they have, and they, in their hearts, despise them for that. There are entire movements that we have seen in the last 10 or 20 years in this country of actually building this whole idea of coveting what someone else has and looking at those who are wealthy as evil and saying, well, there's the 1% versus the 99%, and I'm just a poor person, and it's really those people at the top that are oppressing me. But really applying biblical principles to your life, if you want to be rich, be diligent. If you want to actually have wealth, actually do what is necessary, whatever is necessary, legally, ethically. We're not talking about going out and stealing. We're not talking about usurping your authority. We're not talking about oppressing people. Certainly that is sin. We're not suggesting that you go out and do that. The book of Proverbs, and we've talked about it quite a bit in the last few weeks, and we've talked about it quite a bit over time as well, that Solomon warns his son against those who would go out and actually steal, those who would go out and actually do violence to actually make money. It's not a valid way to actually earn wealth. But we see here the soul of the lazy man desires and has nothing. So there are lazy people that actually, again, are looking at other people who are wealthy and coveting what they have and being envious of them, rather than realizing if they repent of their sin, and laziness and slothfulness is a sin, if they repent of their sins, if they read the book of Proverbs, if they see that God wants them to be diligent and they start being diligent, that they will actually earn additional money, that they will actually gain wealth. Certainly, you don't get rich overnight unless you were born into riches. That just doesn't happen unless you win the lottery or something like that. But God wants us to be diligent, and as we are diligent, then we prosper from that diligence, from getting the work done. Certainly people, when they hire someone, whether they're hiring someone to work for them or whether they're hiring a company or an individual to do some work for them, maybe it's painting a house, maybe it's putting in a new floor, maybe it's fixing a roof or replacing a roof. Whatever the case is, they're not paying them just to help them out. They're paying them so that they can do something for them, so that they can put that floor in, so that they can paint the house, so that they can do the books or actually produce or actually sell or whatever the job is that they can actually do that portion of the job. And if someone is actually doing the least amount of work that they could possibly get away with, then they're not going to be blessed. They're not going to prosper. They're going to desire but have nothing. But we see here that the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. Why is the soul of the diligent made rich? Well, because the soul of the diligent says, you know what? I can learn how to paint. And I can go out and I can paint. And someone wants their house painted. And if I show up and I'm diligent and I do a good job and I get this house painted, that person will be happy to pay me for that. And they may even pay me a tip. They may even give me more than what I'm asking for that. And if you're out there and you're working maybe as a painter or as an electrician or as a plumber or whatever the case is, and you're lazy, your boss isn't going to want to keep you employed. He's going to want to find someone else to actually fill that job. But if you're diligent in your work, well, you know, even if you're not working for him, maybe you're working for someone else and he sees how diligent you are. Maybe you're a day laborer and he sees how diligent you are. He's going to be inclined to actually hire you, and that's going to prosper you because you're going to make more money. And certainly if your own boss doesn't see how industrious you are and how diligent you are, certainly someone else will see how diligent you are. I remember my very first job working, and I was making minimum wage, $3.35 an hour. You can imagine how long ago that was. And I was bussing tables, and I was diligent, and I was working hard. And my bosses saw me, and they gave me a 25-cent an hour raise. And that may not seem like a lot, but it was a raise. And I actually was diligent in that job, and I saved my money and even bought my own car, my very first car, which wasn't very expensive. Didn't go very fast, thankfully, but I actually bought that car before I was old enough to have a driver's license because I was diligent and I also saved my money. God prospered me by being diligent. And God wants each and every one of us, whether you work for yourself, whether you have your own company, even if you're retired, you still should be diligent. Ask God what God wants you to do to the level that you are capable of doing. You should be diligent. And if you have your own job, if you're working for someone else, if you don't have a job right now, but you need to have a job, be diligent in finding that job. Be diligent in getting the work that you and doing the work. Don't be looking to get away with doing the least amount of work. Ask God to help you to be diligent. Look at the Bible and apply the Bible to your life. And when you do, you'll see that you need to be diligent. And as you do, you will be prosperous in what you do. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Lord, hasten the day when the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. When the earth rejoices for the Lord and the multitudes of the isles are glad. When the Lord has established justice in the earth and the coastlands wait for his law. When the fullness of the Gentiles comes and you call your people Israel back into your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
School is back in session and Labor Day is right around the corner. The Bible says the hands of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Also, God gives us the power to get well to establish his covenant. This Labor Day, reflect on the blessings we have in this country to be able to work hard and receive a reward for doing so. And if you're still in the workforce, thank God for the ability and opportunity to work.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese inviting you to listen to Word of Eternal Life every Monday at 5:30 a.m. to learn more about God's plan of eternal life through Jesus Christ here at WCNO 89.9 FM.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasser Bradley, Jr. pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.